I was out in the woods with Patty Allen, director of the BIPOC Food and Farming Network, BFFN, for some morel mushroom hunting.
I smell mycelium. I can smell it.
This isn't really something I grew up with as an urban kid from Detroit. Being out here with Patty, I realized this isn't just about mushrooms. It's about connection to the land and slowing down enough to notice what's around you.
When you make yourself still and really engage and connect with nature, with all your senses.
I loved that reminder that connection to nature is already in us. And that is part of what led Patty and the BFFN to create something intentional.
And so we knew that there was a disconnect between nature and our youth in urban settings, and we wanted to figure out a way to bring them together and in a meaningful way, in a very intentional way, through this camp.
And that idea became an intergenerational overnight camp that I had the pleasure of helping to lead. Families, children, elders, all coming together outside. The group did birding in Glen Helen with Nicole Jackson, known as the Black Birder, learned camping skills, and spent time grounding in nature.
I honestly didn't know what I was expecting.
That's camper Crystal Durgens.
I was hoping for some time outside with community and a good experience to have with my son. I was happily surprised by the specific type of community and the healing nature of the camp.
And she told me that one of the moments that stayed with her most was watching her son Ethan at camp.
I was very proud to see that he was able to be so forthcoming about his feelings. So I was proud. I was surprised and
yes.
Proud.
At the beginning of the weekend at our opening circle, Ethan asked the group for something simple.
He was basically asking for everyone to be kind. And he was explaining about some of the differences that he has. And he was just requesting of the community to be kind and to be supportive.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what did you expect?
I expected it's something good. And I did. And it actually made it good.
Awesome. Was there anything that surprised you at the camp?
There's a bird watching place and the camping place where you get to put all the tents.
Yes. And so you camped and you bird watched, and so you learned all kinds of new stuff.
Yes.
Cool.
Seeing more people, you know, my shade, that are also nature lovers, it was just such a wonderful, enlightening moment.
So what would you tell other kids that maybe have not done an overnight camp and are, I don't know, maybe they feel a little nervous about coming?
If you don't try, you're not sure if you can like it or not. Otherwise, you don't know.
What was your favorite part?
The s'mores.
Mine too, Ethan. Mine too. For WYSO, I'm Trey Grace, and we outside.